The rain that caused severe flooding and damage in central and northern New York last week came quickly, but the cleanup is much slower. WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports.
I'm just plugging away day by day and getting a little bit further each day, you know.
Stephen Laux's Oneida home was flooded with several feet of water.
I got my basement, almost everything out of my basement. My basement was completely flooded. It did not hit my first floor, though, which is a good deal, but my basement, my furnace, my hot water heater. I already got two new hot water heaters. I'm on it every day.
Laux's appliances in his basement were destroyed. He also lost two snowmobiles, so were left on a trailer in his backyard, and he may have to replace his pool. Senator Charles Schumer visited Oneida Wednesday and reassured homeowners that help would soon arrive from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA.
It's our job to make sure that the federal government is there. The good news is that FEMA is a lot better today than it was 5-6 years ago. They're more flexible, they're quicker, they're more nimble, they're more agile. We made sure that happened after particularly Sandy.
The state has already asked President Obama to declare Madison County and 14 others in the region federal disaster areas, which would allow residents access to more FEMA assistance. For Stephen Laux, the money can't come soon enough. Laux says his damage was inconvenient but manageable. He says he hopes FEMA will cover a good portion of his losses.
I'm hoping it can go fast, but I think it's going to take a while. You know, some people say it's going to take a month or two. I can't give you an accurate answer on that.
And with rain expected to fall on and off through the weekend, residents in the Mohawk Valley are just hoping there won't be more damage before they recover from last week's flood. In Oneida, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.